Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Abini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
Welcome, my brothers. How y'all doing today?
Great, great. Just
good. Right. Bless. Welcome, brothers.
For those who don't know you guys, introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
All right. My name is Lafayette Calvin IV, born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. And I've been studying African music and dance since I was about 15 years old. And so since then, I've been perpetuating the culture, because if we don't do it, who's going to do it?
Yes, sir. Right.
Especially in these days and times when they're trying to take a culture away from us. Mm. You know, it's going to take us to pass that tradition on to, you know, the youth, so that they don't forget.
Yeah. Okay, Baba, is there a name for the group that you guys have?
Yes.
Go ahead, Baba. Explain that to them.
The name of the group is Seiwa.
Seiwa.
Means happiness.
Okay. Okay. Cool. I was out there earlier. Y'all was giving me the breakdown of the drums and the mother drum versus the child drum versus the father drum. That was deep. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would just look at those and think that they are just drums. They don't even understand it.
Yeah. So we appreciate you guys for coming today. Thank you for being a part of our podcast. So I know what you're saying. You're doing the dance and you're studying the drums and stuff like that, and you want to make sure that our youth understand the history of this. So there's a community everywhere. And you spoke about Louisville. That's where you guys are from. I may have said that a different way. I'm from the Midwest, so
Excuse me,
Louisville.
I'm actually from Wilmington, Delaware originally.
Okay. Right. All right. You're from Delaware, the East Coast, and he's from the Ville.
Correct.
All right. So what does community mean to you?
Man, community means so much. It's where our roots are.
Okay.
It's, you know, I can go on and on. I know you guys ain't got a whole lot of time, but, you know, just in a nutshell, community is where you're from and the culture that you grew up with. It also is knowing where we come from to know where we're going. And so that's why we do this, to perpetuate our culture. A lot of these kids, they do these dances, and they really don't know the roots that we really comes from Africa.
Come on, man.
And so, you know, a lot of the dances and stuff that you see is really the whole continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are similar to the West Coast style of dances. And so the kids need to know. It's almost like when people started to sample music,
right,
and the kids don't know where the beat and music come from,
right, it was already there.
I'd be like, I did that to my daughter. I said, that comes from whatever song it was, and I played it for her. She was like, oh wow, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like a sample, and they don't know where the sample comes from. We're here to let them know where that sample comes from.
Okay,
and also, all the dances that are done in this country is done in Africa way before you even think about it.
Yeah.
You know, that Harlem Shake, mm-hmm. they were doing that stuff in Africa way before they even thought about it over there. They call it the Harlem Shake, but it's something different in Africa. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. All those dances are come from home.
You know? So do you think that's like genetically just passed down, where we doing stuff and it's just passed down from the ancestors, where you don't even know why you're doing this, but it comes centuries from in your past?
Most definitely. How can I say this? I go to Africa a lot, but I've gone and I noticed that, and everybody should notice that we were dropped off, you know, in different parts of the world. So there's Africans everywhere. Africans were here before anybody else. Everybody keeps saying the Native Americans, and you know, but we were here on the planet everywhere. If you remember one thing, the whole world was one piece at one time, and then it got separated. And you know, and then some people came in and separated the people. So community's okay, but I'd rather have unity. Without unity, you don't really have anything, and that's our issue now. You know, we have our children fighting each other over turf that don't belong to them. The turf don't belong to nobody but the Creator.
That's right.
You know, nobody on this planet owns anything. My partner says, you just borrowing this while you're here. You don't own nothing. Don't get hung up on all this material stuff. It don't mean nothing.
Right.
It's nice to have nice things. It's nice to have money if you're getting it the correct way. But it really doesn't mean anything. It's all about your spirit that travels after you leave here.
That's right.
So that leads me to a question. Excuse me, fellas. So what does healing look like for our people? And you can tie it into the drums. Like, how does that drum heal the people? Or you can just answer it on its face value.
You're already on the right path with you not even, I guess, knowing as much as you may not know about the drums. The drums are called the healing drums.
Mm.
So you are already on the right path. It's in our DNA. It's in our blood. The drums are our healing drums. So there are certain rhythms and dances that are done for many and any occasion, but there are certain rhythms that are and dances that are done just for healing. You know, there are some that are done to, there's a dance called Kakilambe in certain regions. It's done to remove evil spirits, you know what I'm saying? And so just to, I don't know if we're on camera, but one of the moves is kind of like taking flight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like removing that spirit from, the evil spirit from you. So it definitely is called the healing drum. Bob, you can speak more on that if you'd like.
Actually, the two rhythms that we played started out are welcoming rhythms that we played earlier.
Yeah.
Lamban is done for, this is a French word called griot. That's a French word. But they're actually storytellers. Jelly is the name for the keepers of the culture. You don't go to no library, you go to an elder that has all the history, you know, and so that's passed down. You know, the elders pass it down and then it just keeps moving. We don't have a library for that. Sunu is a welcoming rhythm, you know. So we play two welcoming rhythms, but Lamban is also used for healing. Some people call it Lamba, some people call it Lamban. There's a Guinea Lamban and then there's a Mali, you know, Lamban. So it depends on what area you're in. I want to say this real quick. There's a rhythm called Mori Bayasa. In one region of Guinea, it's played a certain way. And then another region, like in the Warsalon region, that's Mama Decatur. Anybody that's familiar with this drum will know Mama Decatur. But in Fadana, which is Bolo Kada Kundi, the lead drummer from Percussion of Guinea, that's his village. And it's done differently, but the same meaning. The parts are different, but the same meaning. You know,
That's powerful.
Y'all dropped some gems in here. I mean, I definitely appreciate just listening to it. I mean, this is definitely got my attention, man. You know, you guys are feeding us some things that I didn't know about, which leads me to this question here is, you know, when we asked about community, you all probably are very active in the communities where you are. And I know community is broadened, but how do you take care of yourselves? How do you keep yourselves grounded with this and educated with this to be able to go out into the communities and actually make sure that this is a part of the culture forever? So how do you take care of yourself when showing up for others?
So that's a two-part question, starting with ourselves. As Baba would have us, we got to study. You never stop learning. So Bob is the elder in our community now.
Yeah.
So he's got a wealth of knowledge. He's been all over the world. He's been traveling with different groups and played with different groups. And so he's our griot.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so he spoke about the griot. And so there's not many griots, not many storytellers left. And that's a part of the community that we need to rekindle so that we can continue to pass on our traditions. And so So the transition into the community part, the community is hungry for something different. I remember when I was 15 and I saw African dance for the first time, I was mesmerized. And I said, I want to be a part of that because I've always liked different stuff. I wanted to be different than everybody else. And so these kids are hungry for something different as well. You just got to show it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so in our community, we've got several groups that we work with that do African and modern and things like that. And so when different events like today's events, you know, happening, you know, a lot of times we'll be called upon and, you know, we'll provide the cultural side of that.
Yeah.
Well, for myself, I'm you know, the drumming and dancing's okay. I say that it's not because I don't love it, but I'm more about the culture. You know, the culture, you know, embodies everything. I didn't plan on being a drummer. I was planning on being a professional baseball player.
Mm.
And I developed cataracts at the age of 17. And that stopped me from actually playing baseball. So I used to go sit in the basement, and there was a group in Delaware called the Dynamic Concepts. I used to go in the basement and used to bang on cans and make fun of them. Then never knew that I would be a musician. Right. So I'm banging on the cans, making fun of them and laughing. And the next thing I know, they're in California and they're Edwin Starr's band. And how I got involved, I saw walking down the street, I saw a Kunga drum in the window. You know, back in the 70s, you know, $50 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I saved up my money and I brought it and I started banging on the porch and on the back. And I had a neighbor named Ronnie Smith that was a sax player, jazz sax player. And he said, well, you know, if you go down to the center down there, there's somebody teaching you. So in other words, he said, get the heck off of that back porch and make all that noise.
Right.
You know, so I went and learned the basic techniques. Then I learned how to play by sitting, you know, in my living room, listening to Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire. I used to mimic everything he did, playing and singing. And, you know, so that's how I really learned how to play drums. And next thing you know, I'm with my partner. And I have to speak about Keith Smith. You know, Keith Smith is a technician. He just passed last year. He's a technician for, he was Mickey Howard's original technician, but he was a technician for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Arnett Coleman. We work with a lot of people. Whispers, OJ's, Temptations.
Some heavy hitters.
Najee, Dizzy Gillespie, BB King. We work with all those people.
Wow.
You know, so that's some of the stuff that I did as a sound technician. But in terms of me playing with people, I played with people like Gerald Albright and Dr. Donald Byrd. So as a percussionist. So
our listeners, viewers, if you don't, he just dropped some gems. If you don't know them names, those are iconic names in our culture.
Google. Man. Look them up. Listen, man, I feel like I've been sitting at the feet of our ancestors or our elders, our elderly, and not elderly, but our elders.
Yes, sir.
And I always am privileged and honored. Like he said, y'all been dropping gems. I've been sitting here taking notes and thinking about the research that I need to do. This is the last question, man. We appreciate y'all's time. What advice would you give young leaders stepping into this work? Y'all could briefly break that down.
Into what we do.
Yeah.
But I mean, just if you don't know anybody personally, just try to seek out somebody in the community, because, you know, each one, reach one, each one, teach one. Somebody knows somebody and be like, oh yeah, I know Bob Kidani. He plays, you know, you should go talk to him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So there's just a niche factor when it comes to the culture, because not everybody's doing it, which is fine, and you'll see a lot of other people doing it as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I was told that the drum belongs to the world, and it does, but it started with us. You know, the first instrument was the voice. So
wow,
you know, we have to use our voices. You know, like I said, I was 15 when I first started under the tutelage of Baba Shahid Abdullah Shabazz. He's passed on now. Talking about the drum, you don't beat the drum, you play it, as in there's a technique to it.
Right.
Okay. On the other hand of it, it was a lesson of how to treat our women.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it was a twofold lesson there. And so for your listeners, that's your first lesson of the drum. We don't beat drums. We play drums with technique and with feeling.
I love it. Baba, you got something to add to that?
I have to say this because he just talked about the music. And this is why I respect black women so much, is that the rhythms come from the women. They don't come from the men. It starts with their mouth. It goes to their hands. It goes to their feet. And then the women tell the men to play the drum. So the blacksmith was the first person to play that drum, that djembe drum. He was the only person designated to play it. And the women designated us to play that drum. We didn't just get up and start playing the drum. So that's where it comes from. So when you see or hear rhythms and dances, that come from the women.
Okay.
Every dance and drum tells a story, has a meaning.
Yes. Not just right, dancing, just be doing it. Y'all got an engagement. Y'all got 2 minutes to be on the drums right now. Thank you, brothers. We appreciate it. It was an honor, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect. Ricochet effect, ricochet effect. Thank you.